right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
Remarkable.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots it, scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark!
Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
At Fiserv Forum, the fourth annual Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. And before we drop the puck, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin, the home team, dressed in white uniforms, cardinal numerals, lettering Wisconsin diagonally down the chest. Ferris State comes to Milwaukee with red uniforms, white and yellow striping, white numerals and names across the back, and a bulldog right on the chest of the sweater. The referees from the Big Ten, Tony Check and Tom DeLaFranco, the linesman Jonathan Sladek and Chad Roethlisberger. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Badgers will skate from our right to our left. Noah West pacing goal line corner to the opposite side. Now getting set to get into his crease. Tommy Scarfoni moving around. The Badgers netminder to our right. We're ready to go. It's Christian Fitzgerald against Cole Birch. The opening faceoff won by Fitzgerald, and we're underway here in Milwaukee. Badgers 7-10-1. Ferris State 6-10-2. Bouncing puck at center ice. Kyle Kukkonen tried to get it deep. Canceled out by the defenseman Travis Schouty. Picked up by Cole Birch. Can't escape the zone. Steal by Kukkonen. Pass to the slot intended for Fitzgerald. Taken away by Ferris State. The Bulldogs will scoop it down into the Wisconsin zone to our right. Quickly after it, Daniel Lodge around the boards up near side to Laskowski. Backhands one intended for Fitzgerald. Went off the stick of Gavin Best, but ricocheted deep into the Ferris State zone to our left. That's where the Bulldogs get it. They break out. Good play defensively by Quinn Finley to cut off the progress of Cole Birch. And now a good play defensively back in the Wisconsin zone by Joe Palatichuk to slow the progress of the Bulldogs. Finley takes a tumble at neutral ice. Slow to get up. Let's hope he's okay.
I got a feeling you're going to see a lot of that tonight.
Now the Badgers have the puck. Morrissey to Palatichuk, patient with it. Back to Morrissey, right back to Palatichuk. Headmans to Ryan Botterill at center ice. Carries it into the offensive zone. Morrissey had it, lost it, came out to Jack Phelan. Quick shot from the right wing. That went wide off the stick of Botterill. Zach Scholes able to push it deep. Nico DeVita, defenseman for Ferris State, rimmed it around but not out. Jack Phelan, the Badgers freshman defenseman, fired one from the blue line right on goal, and Noah West gloved it and hung on for a faceoff. A minute 21 into the first period, we have no score. And I'm looking down to the Badgers bench in front of us, and Finley's bent over the dasher trying to loosen his back up a little bit. He got popped pretty good at center ice.
Yeah, he did, and it was just a stand-up play. It wasn't like it was in it. It was an inadvertent just stand him up, and he kind of went down awkwardly.
Simon Tassie out on the ice, digging for it. Botterill just got hammered to the ice. So did Wisconsin's Owen Lindmark. And Tyler Schleppe able to play it around to the far side. Schleppe, third-line centerman, 6'4", 220 pounds from Vancouver, British Columbia.
And a large boy.
Yes, sir. Played only 11 games so far this season, but has 5 goals, and he tackles Wisconsin's Tassie below the Ferris State goal line. Jack Horbach steps up defensively at the red line, played it back to the Ferris zone, but now the Bulldogs have it. They try to dump it in, but Phelan got in the way, and then it's jammed back to Wisconsin's end, and Jack Horbach gives chase. Pinned against the wall by Holden Dole from Martinsville, Saskatchewan. Ferris holds the zone, pitched it towards the front of the net, knocked down by Jack Phelan. Played it over to the far wall and Adam Pietola. Now it's back at neutral, and Dole will pick it up for Ferris State and dump it in, and the Bulldogs change 2.5 minutes in. Jack Horbach, a wheeling move at center ice to avoid contact, maintained possession and dumped it down in. Lodge pinches in to try to keep it alive in the attacking zone, and he gets the job done. Tyson Dick left circle, shoots one right into the glove of the kneeling goaltender, Noah West, and he hangs on for a faceoff. 17-12 to go here in the opening period. No score, Wisconsin and Ferris State from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee.
I don't know if it's just my imagination or whether it's just the angle that we're on, but when Noah West came out to the top of the crease and ended up going down on his knees, I looked at where I was right behind Tyson Dick. There wasn't an inch to shoot at except into his body.
Faceoff won by the Badgers. Wisconsin, 55% success rate in the faceoff circles this season, one of the best in the country. Horbach pinches in right side. He kind of golfs it down deep into the corner. Fitzgerald can't reach it. Daniel Lodge does. Tried to play it in front of the net, taken away by Ferris State. They throw it back to neutral ice, and there's Jack Horbach. Goes D to D to Daniel Lodge, and he'll fire it down in. Kyle Kukkonen in pursuit. Kukkonen canceled out. Good work by Jacob Dirks, the Mindoro, Wisconsin native. And a quick shot out high, blockered away by Tommy Scarfoni. The first shot he's seen so far here tonight. That off the stick of Nico DeVita, the defenseman. Here's Cody Laskowski. Looks over his right shoulder, skates up to center, got it to Kukkonen. He'll spin it down on the goaltender, West. And with the paddle of his stick, he stops it and covers. And then Fitzgerald came in pretty quickly and snowed West. And well, Travis Schouty, the defenseman for Ferris State, didn't like it very much. The linesman got in there pretty quickly.
Symbolic little push away. Don't do that again.
Yep, yep. Noah West, by the way, is a transfer from Michigan. He played 3 years at Michigan, but only 11 games, went 4-2. That after a year at Robert Morris, where he was one of the top freshman goaltenders in Atlantic hockey. He's getting plenty of ice time for Bob Daniels' Bulldogs. And done a nice job, too.
Yeah, well, you got a .914 save percentage on a losing team. You're doing something right.
Yeah, Anthony Kerr down the right wing wall. The veteran defenseman fired one on West. He juggled it a bit, but then covered. Yeah, in the last five games, West has allowed only 9 goals. That's a .930 save percentage in that span. So he's been playing well, and that's why Ferris State has won 4 of its last 5. Morrissey, Mosley, Finley back out for the Cardinal and White. Puck loose out to the point. Kerr with it. He'll fire it back behind the net. It eludes Morrissey. Mosley pinched in, kept it alive for Finley. Mosley back behind the net. Morrissey roughed up there by Schouty. And then Ferris State will fling it out to center. Joe Palatichuk after it. Boy, the Bulldogs are hitting anything that's wearing a Wisconsin uniform.
Pretty much their MO.
I mean,
can't go through any, you can't go around me. Got to go through me.
Palatichuk back deep in his own zone, tied up by Caleb Ergang, an alternate captain for Ferris State. The Badgers able to break out now, though. Finley up to center, tries to dart around the defenseman and does. Here comes Finley, low right in front. Oh, tried to stuff it, got denied, then picked it up and scored. He got his own rebound and tucked it past West. 13th goal of the year for Quinn Finley. That leads the country. It's 1-0 Wisconsin.
That might be a highlight play. I mean, not only did he show good speed and great hands, but he showed great touch at the very, very end. Follow your own rebound. He just turns the defenseman 20, Noel, and the initial save is made by the goaltender, but it pops right back onto his stick, and he just shoots it in the open net. That's the way they're put on film, is highlight films.
Quinn Finley. It appears he's okay. After getting knocked down early and looked like he was banged up a little bit, he turned on the speed and undressed Tyler Schleppe, went right to the net, And while West got his pad on it, the initial shot, Finley was right there for the tap-in rebound goal, and the Badgers lead 1-0. Seven shots on goal already for the Badgers, only one for the Bulldogs. Finley with his 13th of the year.
Yeah, if you listen to Coach Hastings' pregame interview, he said we've got to keep it out of the neutral zone and keep it in their zone because they're going to wear down defensively if we can keep putting pucks on net.
Badgers ice the puck. Now a defensive zone faceoff won by Wisconsin. Assists, the secondary assist goes to Rylan Mosley. The primary assist to freshman Jack Phelan.
Yep.
For Phelan, the first point of his collegiate career.
You watch. Won't give him the puck.
Ferris State dumps it into the Wisconsin zone. Scholl stood up on a good hit by DeVita, but he released the puck out at center ice. Owen Mellenbacher, the extra skater, seeing his first ice time here about 5.5 minutes in. Long lead feed picked off by Ferris State. A shot and a save made by Scarfoni off his forehead.
But see, that's the part that I like about it. He makes the save and the puck's laying out there in front. And the only two people who could get it were Badgers.
Yep. Now the Badgers have the puck. Jack Horbach behind his net surveys, and he'll come up the near side. Again, the Badgers skating right to left. Sawyer Scholl will dump it in, gets it around Trevor Trolline, and then a turnover behind the net. Noah West, where is the puck? It's loose in the crease, and he eventually covers on his knees. Oh, a scramble that time caused by the Bulldogs' netminder, and eventually he slows play by covering.
There's nothing more frustrating as a defenseman, I don't care if you're from Ferris State or Wisconsin, is when the goalie mishandles the puck, you are just helpless. All you try and do is grab a man and hopefully he won't get the loose puck.
Right. Face off to West's right. Fitzgerald wins it back to Lotch. High slot. Laskowski, long range shot. And Wisconsin's Kukkonen tried to redirect that shot by Laskowski, but it went right through to the glove of Noah West. Gangs on for another faceoff. 10 shots on goal already for Wisconsin. 6 minutes and 12 seconds into the opening period. Wisconsin averaging 2.7 goals a game. Ferris State gives up 3.1. Wisconsin wins the faceoff, although Horbach lost an edge. Now gets back up and picks up the puck. He carries it to the net. Stopped by Noah West.
Lookout.
Left pad. Taken away now by the top line centerman, Cole Birch. Birch now off to Ergang, and the pass backside to Best. Good hustle back by Kukkonen to break that play up. Here's Wisconsin on the attack. Fitzgerald speed, left wing. He shoots one. Blockered away by the goaltender West. Ricochets free. Fitzgerald gets knocked down right circle. Shot one up over the cage. Now Laskowski out to the point in Kerr. Anthony Kerr right down the middle on his backhand, but turned it over. And here comes Ferris State the other way. Defenseman Andrew Noel from Maynard, Massachusetts, dumped it in. And Wisconsin takes it from there as Ferris in the midst of a change. 7 minutes gone by, 1-0 Wisconsin. The winner will play Connecticut for the championship tomorrow. Connecticut a 4-1 win over Alaska today. Puck at center ice. Finley picks it up. Can't get it past the defenseman DeVita. Flex back into the Wisconsin zone now, and after it there is Joe Palatichuk. Wisconsin's Gavin Morrissey now with it. Up to center, had his pocket pick. Finley with it. Finley along the left half boards, roughed up by DeVita, knocked down. Palatichuk kept it alive, and then the Badgers cough it up in the offensive zone. Lead feed now to Connor McGrath. He's from Leroy, Saskatchewan. Where's Leroy, Saskatchewan?
Leroy, it's between Yorkton and Saskatoon.
Okay, I don't know exactly where that is.
I played my 12 and under provincial championships in Leroy.
Really? And I said Leroy, thinking of Leroy Butler, the Packer and Pro Football Hall of Famer, but it is Leroy, Saskatchewan. Yep. Here's Ferris State now, Jacob Badal. Left-hander from Flushing, Michigan. Lost the puck, and the Badgers the other way. Zach Scholes across the line. Botterill tried to jam it down deep. The defenseman, Shouty, got in the way. Travis Shouty, his twin brother, Tiernan, plays for Michigan State. Steal at center. Simon Tassie turns and flips it in. West paddles it to the near side wall. Noel now with it. Outlet right up the middle of the ice to Bedell. Bedell cut off by Horbach, who gets physical with him, and that freed the puck for Daniel Lotch.
That was a great hit.
Jack Horbach, again, he's a forward. He played defense growing up before he switched to forward when he was, I think, 13, he's told me, 13 or 14 years old. And he's done a nice job. You just keep it simple, right?
Universal.
Here's Wisconsin at center, Tyson Dick. Badgers onside. Pass back. Kerr shoots one. Stick save made by West. Ricocheted out near the wall, near side. Palatichuk had it, tried to get it deep, unable to do so. Here's Jacob Dirks, right-hander. He shoots one. Good stick by Kerr up off the high glass. Dirks in the corner. He takes a hit from Kerr. Scholl down deep. Palatichuk as well. Sawyer's got the puck. Nice little backhand breakout. Far wall to Adam Pietila. Gains the red line. He'll scoop it in. 1-0 Wisconsin. 10:27 to go. First period here in Milwaukee. Here's Dirks now for Ferris State. Soft pass ahead. Intended for his line mate, Caden Gault. Didn't connect. Badgers now possess. Jack Phelan with it. Push it up the ice to Fitzgerald. Ooh. Oh, and nearly a bad pass. Good read by... I think that was Max Itagaki. But he had a chance for a potential breakaway on a pass by Fitzgerald that was dangerous right up the middle of Wisconsin's zone.
Yeah, kind of used the other player from Ferris State as a some sort of a guide or whatever it was. But
here's Wisconsin's Phelan backpedaling, getting pressured a bit. Fires it across for Horbach. He finds Fitzgerald, and Christian will skate back into his own zone and tap back behind the net to Horbach. 9:35 remaining in the opening period. Wisconsin's on the board. Quinn Finley at 4:40, his 13th goal this season. Now the Badgers are called for offside. 9:27 to go in period number one. Wisconsin leads Ferris State 1-0. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Wisconsin, a 1-0 lead on Ferris State. Quinn Finley's goal at 4:40 from Jack Phelan and Rylan Mosley. Face-off at center ice, Gavin Morrissey to do the honors for Wisconsin against Tyler Schleppe, the Vancouver native. And Ferris State wins the draw, carries it into the Wisconsin zone. McGrath cut off by Lotch. They play it far side. The defenseman, nice stick-handling move by Shouty, but it crawled off his stick as he tried to spin in the far circle. Here's a drop pass, Mosley. Far side, Horbach. Back to Mosley. Fires one, and he shot it wide. Shouty went down to block the shot. That may have taken the vision away from Mosley. Beautiful pass play, though, by Wisconsin.
That's what happens when you have a winger who is converted to a defenseman who jumps up into the play. And the Badgers have been doing a lot more of that, jumping up into the play from the defensive core.
Here's Morrissey. Nice sauce across to Finley through traffic. One on two. Quinn Finley puts his shoulder into the defenseman and fires one from a tough angle left goal line. West made the stop and then covered. And then Finley took exception to something Andrew Noel did. And now the Bulldogs going to their teammate's defense.
Well, they'll exchange pleasantries. Isn't that the polite way to say that?
Sure.
They'll exchange pleasantries. And then very wisely, the two Badger defensemen stay outside the zone.
Yep.
And nobody will get any penalties as a result of this. They'll just turn around and Drop the puck deep in the Ferris State zone, and cooler heads will prevail next time.
Finley back on the bench. Mike Hastings makes a change up front. Here's Lindmark with Tassi and Botterill. Palatichuk and Kerr, the defensive pair. Tassi reaching for the loose puck. Instead, the Bulldogs pick it up, skate it out to center. Palatichuk slows Dole down, and now it's Christopher Lee, freshman defenseman from Norway, who actually was on the preliminary roster for Norway's World Junior Championship team, but he's here in Milwaukee and not in Ottawa. Nice scoop pass ahead, Tassi. Lindmark with speed, right wing, cutting in, tries a backhander, stopped by West. Rebound is there, Butterell overskates, Palatichuk, oh, he shot it just wide.
Boy, they're getting a lot of point-blank chances.
Yes, sir. Here's Palatichuk again, right point, sidesteps the forward who came out on him. Palatichuk fights through a hook, spins one low off the left pad of West. It goes to the far side. They headman off a stick, and they'll wave off icing. The Badgers and the Bulldogs both change on the fly. 7:49 to go in the first, 1-0 Wisconsin.
That's what I like about Simon Tassi. He's the last guy off the ice, but he gets open to get the puck deep in the offensive zone, and then makes his change. Smart move.
Up to center ice, Ferris State with it. Through the center circle, DeVita, the defenseman. He spins and dumps it in. Scarfoni out of his net. He'll move it along to the far side, and Phelan up the right wing wall. Pietola passed to Scholl, went behind him, but there was Tyson Dick. Dick carried it across, ran into DeVita, and then Pietola played it back to the corner. Dick in pursuit. Horbach skates down, out high. Pietola's long-range shot, that deflected back behind the net. Scholl now, shoulder to shoulder with Jacob Dirks. And Dirks won the puck, fired it up to center ice, but just off the stick of Caden Gault, their leading goal scorer and point getter. 8 goals, 10 points for Caden Gault, the junior from Oak Bank, Manitoba.
Which is smaller than Spy Hill, Saskatchewan.
How can that be?
Oh, it is just a nothing town.
Puck bouncing around center ice. Kerr fires a pass rink-wide. Run down by Laskowski. Turns back to the blue line. Palatichuk shot. That was blocked. It now caroms high into the air. Knocked down by the left hand of Palatichuk. Right to the stick of Travis Schouty. Across the line. And a bad pass back towards the blue line. Taken away, Palatichuk, one-on-one against the defenseman, Jean-Louis, and he never got the shot off. Tied up by the big fella. Palatichuk still battling low left of the cage. Out to the point, Phelan. He whistles one wide off the end boards. Finley will have to hustle after it does, and he pokes it back out to center. Really no place to go back into the offensive zone, and now the Badgers possess back in their own end with 5:55 to go in the first. Evan Morrissey up the middle of the ice. Phelan now, he'll send it around right corner. Trickles to the left after being deflected by the goaltender's stick. And taken away by Schleppi. Left wing, cutting in is McGrath, and he lost the puck.
Ouch. Hey.
McGrath was coming in on a three-on-two. He got going, but never got a shot off. Now a backhander glove by Scarfoni on his knees, leaning left. That off the stick of Xavier Jean-Louis. And a stoppage in play with 5:29 to go here in the first. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead. Boy, that looked promising for a moment for Ferris State.
I'll tell you what, he put on a burst of speed and just kind of left the Badger defenseman, or actually it was a winger who was playing defense, just kind of left him hanging out to dry. And the only thing he forgot to do is take the puck with him.
Right. Face off to Scarfoni's left. Tommy's only had to face so far tonight 4 shots on goal. Stopped them all. The Badgers with 16 shots on goal here in the opening period.
Yeah, it's been a game of puck possession, and Badgers are winning every battle for the loose puck.
There's Horbach now from behind his own net. Right up the gut he comes. Gets around 2 Bulldogs. Taps it off left wing Lindmark. Looking back at Horbach, who went on a center drive but never got the return feed. Good steal. Tassi. Lindmark back to Tassi. He snaps one off. Stopped by West. No rebound to be had. Like that give and go.
Yeah. And when you can make it on your backhand and it goes right on the front hand, forehand stick of Simon Tassi, good things will happen.
Good to see Simon Tassi back. Last year's most outstanding forward in the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. He had 4 goals, including a natural hat trick in the championship game against Northeastern.
What's interesting is that he played 2 shifts, and then he kind of sat a couple shifts, and then he's back in the regular rotation. Mellenbacher has kind of spared him a couple times. So no sense pushing it all the way to the limit in a quote-unquote non-conference Christmas tournament.
And, you know, Simon had been dealing with an injury since this before the season began and was not 100%, and then went on the shelf for six games. Here's Fitzgerald, speed across the line, twirling left circle, has his back to the net, now throws a backhander to the goal line. Now Kerr steps in, his shot off the stick of Kukkonen, may have gotten through to the glove or maybe the helmet of the netminder, and the Badgers have to hustle back into their own zone. A lot of pucks and bodies to the net here.
Yeah, there are, and there's not been a lot of clean saves by the goaltender, so the rebounds and the misjudged play by the goaltender has pretty much bounced Wisconsin's way.
Here's Kara, backhand up ahead, Kukkonen. Mellenbacher offside, and a whistle blows. Kukkonen delayed just a bit, and those two, Mellenbacher and Kukkonen, had not played a lot of time together on the same line and just didn't communicate, didn't read each other well. Now we'll have a face-off at center ice, 4:11 to go here in the first period. 1-0 Wisconsin. Badger hockey brought to you by Cleary Building, built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Clearybuilding.com. And they'll drop the puck again. Morrissey against Cole Birch. Gavin Morrissey, 54% in the faceoff circle. This freshman, 5 goals, 18 points in 18 games. I don't know if you can ask much more from a rookie.
No, you can't. And, you know, and tonight's game is a perfect example of if you stay out of the penalty box and you don't...
Oh, a steal by the Badgers, centering pass by Fitzgerald, intended for by Mosley, rather, for Finley, didn't get through. Now a foot race, Phelan long reach, preventing Best from getting to the puck. Loose in the corner of the Wisconsin zone to our right. Phelan still battling with Birch, still going at it. Puck squirts free. Finley trying to get it past DeVita. Poked away at center by Morrissey. Chipped ahead to Mosley. Drop back Morrissey. Pass off his skate. Finley collects. He's double-teamed and lost possession with 3.5 minutes to go in the first.
You'll notice that those three didn't even look. Knew where each other were. That chemistry on that line is second to none.
Now they've been fantastic. Finley, Morrissey, and Mosley. 13 goals for Finley. 5 goals for Morrissey. 8 for Mosley. Steal by Horbach. Up the right wing. Got hooked. And, in fact, the stick of the defenseman still in the body of Horbach. He found Scholl right down the middle. He snapped one off. And West made the stop. Sawyer looks up to the heavens thinking he was going to get one. But Noah West closed his wing just in time. How about Horbach skating down the right wing? The defenseman's stick, Noel, got caught up under the left arm of Horbach. And he kept skating with the puck and the stick in his sweater.
Dropped it just in time. Dropped it just in time. I feel sorry for Zach. That was a golden opportunity. But again, the goaltender has been phenomenal here in the first period for Ferris State.
Puck spun around to the far side. Lodge takes it off the wall. Now Tassie. He shoots one low. Got through. Came off the pad or stick of the goaltender. And then whacked out of harm's way by Ferris State. 2:50 to go until the American Family Insurance first intermission report. Tassie in pursuit of Noel, but he moves the puck quickly near side to Turner. And now Dole has it. Back to Noel. Ted Mann pass to Nick Nardecchia from Macomb, Michigan, an alternate captain. And the Bulldogs will dump it down in. Fourth line out right now for Ferris State. Near wall, it's Bedell. Tied up by Botterill. Tassie throwing his body around on Bedell. Loose puck far side, taken by the defenseman Shouty. Into the slot. Here's a quick shot blocked by Kerr. That off the stick of Bedell.
Nice play.
Otherwise, Bedell had a clean look at Scarfoni. Kerr got in the way. Anthony Kerr, the fifth-year defenseman from Winnipeg, his 148th collegiate game. 1:48 to go in the first. Here's Tallien, big right-handed defenseman. He's tall. His pass to the point, and Nardecchia was knocked free. The Badgers on the attack. Kukkonen delays, shoots one, and kneeling and gloving is West, and he hangs on.
And again, that's another perfect example of the goaltender from Ferris State. He's out at the top of the blue crease, He's on his knees, and look at how much area he covers. He's just spreads himself out so efficiently, I guess would be the best way to put it.
And Kukkonen, I thought that was a nice, patient play, and then stepped into the slot near the top of the hash marks.
But it seems to be quite obvious you're not going to beat him, this goaltender, on those long-range shots by any stretch of the imagination.
21 shots on goal for Wisconsin. They've had some in tight, including this one from Morrissey, who picked up the loose puck low right but didn't get a lot of mustard on it from about 5 feet away. Easy save for West. Another faceoff in the offensive zone for Wisconsin with 89 seconds to go in the first period. 1-0 Badgers.
Well, the scoreboard doesn't dictate how dominate or indicate how dominant the Badgers have been, but I think in listening to the pregame comments of Coach Hastings and watching them in practice, they've got the jump that they need.
Ooh, Finley off the draw, rebound, score! Ryland Mosley, it's 2-0 Badgers.
Just as I gave the goaltender all the praise in the world, he ends up juggling what would normally be an easy, easy shot, and he leaves a little rebound, and if there's anything about Ryland Mosley that I can say, wherever the puck is, he's around it. And he'll just get a nice little tip in on the back of the net, and there's not much Ferris State can do about it, but 2-0 seems a lot better going into the second period.
The Michigan Tech transfer, Ryland Mosley, his ninth goal of the season. Finley and Morrissey with the helpers at 18:35, a 2-0 Wisconsin advantage. For Finley, that's his sixth multi-point game of the season. And again, Ryland Mosley now with 9 goals. He's got 7 in the last 10 games. Mosley, 4 points from 100 for his career. A 2-0 Wisconsin advantage.
One of my tenants said to me, I saw that Ryland Mosley with just his helmet off. Is he the kid on the cereal box? He looks like a little 12-year-old kid on the cereal box. I just started laughing.
Face off to West's left, won by Lindmark. Mellenbacher, long range shot by Lotch, then one off the stick of Tassie and up into the mesh, stopping play with 1:12 to go here in this opening period.
And there's another good indication of how dominant the Badgers have been here in the first period. You get into a situation where that's just a shot from the point.
Right.
And you've got Simon Tassie being all tied up by a big, strong defenseman, and yet he still gets his stick on it. And those are the things that you really love to see as a coach.
Mike Hastings throws Morrissey, Mosley, and Finley back out for a faceoff play, and Morrissey goes to get the puck in the right corner. He bumps it off the wall. Lotch with it, turns and faces the net and shoots one from the right dot, and West actually was backpedaling into his cage and made the stop and hung on for a faceoff with 62 seconds left in the opening period, 2-0 Wisconsin.
Well, when the goal was scored, I think they had only been out on the ice about 15, 20 seconds at that point in time.
Sure.
So he'll probably just let them finish out the period, especially if it's an offensive zone faceoff.
Another one to the left of West, Morrissey. Finley trying to handle the bouncing puck, kicked out towards the blue line. Lotch playing keep away from Matt Corbet from Calgary. And now Corbet hustling after it into the Wisconsin zone. Bumped into Horbach, but Jack fought through that. Breakout pass to Morrissey. Skates up to center and dumps it in. Right corner to left. Finley wipes out, trying to pick up the loose biscuit. Morrissey digging it free for Finley. Goal line left. Behind the net he goes. Cut off by Schleppe. Finley digging for it. Schleppe able to whack it to the near side. Zach Scholes pinches in, but Ferris State gets there, and they'll throw it out to center. That's where Mosley's got it, and he'll dump it back in, and the Badgers get their final line change of the opening period. It's Tallien with Shouty. Tallien can't clear, but then Tyson Dick couldn't hold it, and actually Wisconsin ruled offside with 12.8 seconds to go in the opening period. By the way, the trio of Morrissey, Mosley, and Finley have now combined for 27 goals, and that would be and 60 points. 27 goals and 60 points. The Badgers have scored 51 goals. Those three have 27 of the 51.
Kind of reminds me of the day of, it's called Ulseth, Eves, and Alley.
Sure. Right? Puck all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Zach Scholes moves it to the near wall. Sawyer Scholl, and that's it. The opening period has come to an end. And the Wisconsin Badgers, 23 shots on goal to Ferris State's 5. Tommy Scarfoni perfect, while Wisconsin tallies twice. A 2-0 lead for the Badgers after 20 minutes here at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Hey, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game this season. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and ride on the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to saving design at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Goalies.
Wisconsin credited with 24 shots on goal in the opening period of play, only 5 for Ferris State. The goals, Quinn Finley from Jack Phelan and Rylan Mosley at 4:40 for Finley, his 13th goal of the season. And then Mosley scored at 18:35 from Finley and Gavin Morrissey. And that was the 9th goal of the year for Rylan Mosley. No penalties in that opening period of play. The Badgers won 12 of 22 faceoffs. Both teams had 2 blocked shots. And again, while Noah West stopped 22 shots, Tommy Scarfoni really wasn't challenged too often. And maybe Ferris's best, well, their 2 best scoring chances. One on a kind of an odd man rush, the forward with speed down the left wing.
Yeah, and danced all over the Wisconsin defenseman at that point in time,
yeah,
also.
Lost the puck, and then a slot shot that Anthony Kerr blocked. Those are the 2 best chances, really.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, the one thing that I have picked up from this first period is that as we watch practice in the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot more, I don't know if it's just because of the final exams are over and you can breathe for a little bit as you're for a student athlete, but the fact of the matter being there's been a lot more jump. Practices have been shorter, but they've been more intense. And everybody seems to be dripping with confidence going into the second half, and it really showed here in the first period.
And you can understand why. They played better down the, as Mike Hastings put it, the second half of the first half.
Yes.
We saw that in virtually every series they played. And even when you look at Wisconsin's series against Minnesota at home, a 3-2 loss and a 3-2 overtime loss, they could have won either one of those games.
But coulda, shoulda, woulda is the worst thing that any coach wants to hear.
There's no doubt about that. As Mark Johnson would say, it would be nice if Santa could give you 5 goals every year and you can sprinkle them wherever you want, right? Doesn't work that way.
No, I'm afraid that you're a little too old for that, Mark Einar Johnson.
Wisconsin with a 2-0 lead on Ferris State after 1 period of play. The American Family Insurance first intermission report is coming up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, laura.berg@civicmedia.us. And thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Yourself.
AmFam first intermission report. Wisconsin leads Ferris State 2-0 on goals by Quinn Finley and Rylan Mosley. Elsewhere, Big Ten hockey, the only other Big Ten team that's in action, it will be top-ranked Michigan State in the Great Lakes Invitational coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
And Monday, Michigan State will play Northern Michigan, and then 6th-ranked Western Michigan will take on Michigan Tech, but those are the only two Big Ten teams in action this weekend, and ironically, it'll be Wisconsin and Michigan State resuming conference play next Thursday in East Lansing before they square off at Wrigley Field, the frozen confines, a week from tonight at 8 o'clock. Love to see you down at Wrigley. Go to Cubs.com for ticket information, or you can obviously listen on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app or the Big Ten Plus stream or Big Ten Network. But, you look at Michigan State, they're ranked number one in the country. And when Wisconsin faces the Spartans next weekend, they won't have Trey Augustine, their number one goaltender, who's playing for the World Junior team for the United States.
Yeah, it seems like all the top teams are losing one or two players every so often when they go, and it's just medicine that you have to swallow. If you're a top program, you realize you have top players, and they're going to take the opportunity to represent their country in any way that they can, and I don't feel one bit bad for Michigan State that they're going to be missing Trey Augustine. No. Doesn't bother me one iota, I'll be honest with you.
And Wisconsin's minus freshman defenseman Logan Hensler, who played about 9 minutes today. The United States beat Latvia 5-1. A couple of goals for Danny Nelson and James Higgins. So Latvia, which upset Canada in a shootout yesterday, falls to the United States 5-1. The Americans are 3-0 in preliminary play and face Finland tomorrow.
That'll be the match.
That'll be a huge match, but you're from Canada. I mean, the World Junior Championship in that country means so much more. than it does here in the United States, for sure.
Yeah, it does. The United States and a couple of the European countries have had some limited success here over the last, say, decade and a half. And I think what's really going to put it on the map is that next year the World Juniors are in St. Paul.
That will be fun.
That will be – there will be a lot of people jumping on that USA bandwagon that time.
Badgers lead Ferris State 2-0 first intermission. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Back here at Fiserv Forum, Wisconsin, with a 2-0 lead on Ferris State here in the opening day of this tournament. Connecticut beat Alaska earlier today 4-1. Four different goal scorers for the Huskies, including Jake Richard, who was credited with a game-winning goal. It came with 14 seconds left in the first period. Callum Tung, 27 saves. For UConn, the Huskies, who've beaten Boston College, Massachusetts, and UMass Lowell, they're a tough lot. UConn will play the winner of this Wisconsin-Ferris State game, and the Badgers have a 2-0 lead on the Bulldogs. One more break, second period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Now time to do so. Brian Posicki and Perrin at Pfizer Forum. Wisconsin with a 2-0 lead on Ferris State. We're right at center ice here on the main concourse of Pfizer Forum, and a lot of people have stopped by to say hi, including Matt Murray, former Wisconsin Badger, who runs the Milwaukee Junior Admirals, and Trevor Tallien, defenseman for Ferris State, actually played for Matt Murray with the Milwaukee Junior Admirals for a couple of years. Tallien's a Cleveland, Wisconsin native, and I mentioned in the pregame as we were setting the line charts that Tallien's dad, John, played football at Wisconsin for Dave McClain. He was a linebacker and tight end from 1982 to 1985. So, you know, it's a small world for sure. You know, well, yeah, Matt Murray very well.
The world of athletics just gets smaller and smaller and smaller, I guess, if you look at it. But the other thing is that for college hockey, for me in particular, junior hockey and college hockey, I just can't believe how some 16, 17, 18-year-old kid can just pack up and go from Latvia to be playing in Tulsa, Oklahoma for some junior hockey team or Sacramento or, you know, whatever. I mean, it just amazes me that kids are – I could have never done it at my age when I was 16 or 17.
Well, Tallien went from Milwaukee to Odessa to Dubuque back to Odessa, yeah. You know. All right, we're underway here. Second period, Wisconsin with a 2-0 lead. The Badgers in pursuit of the puck in their own zone, taken away behind the net by the former Michigan State Spartan Gavin Best, but he had his pocket pick. Kukkonen had his pass knocked away, but ricocheted back to Laskoski, who skates up to center.
Ooh,
he forgot
sticky.
The puck. Look out. And across the line, a snapshot by Ergang didn't get through. It bounces to the right of Scarfoni, who's trying to locate the puck. It came out high, shot right in front, hit traffic before it got to the net. Badgers trying desperately to clear the zone, and they get it done. Puck is not moving very smoothly, as Ian pointed out.
No, and I noticed at the end of the period, at the end of the resurfacing, two men down there with squeegees getting the extra water off right by the gate.
Well, Wisconsin was offside. The linesman, however, Roethlisberger, didn't call it as such, but Fitzgerald stopped, and the Badgers unable to play the puck in the offensive zone. So here comes DeVita for Ferris State. Pass in front, deflected by Wisconsin's Palatichuk, gathered in by Finley. He's got speed, trying to get around Jean-Louis. He tumbles down as he hit the brakes, but from his knees, moved the puck to Palatichuk. Pulls it off the wall. Palatichuk, oh, he sets up Mosley for a blast, and West made the save. Good spinning move by Palatichuk off the wall, setting up Mosley, who was denied his second goal of the night.
Mosley had a golden opportunity. Compare that to the one that he actually scored on, and it was twice as good an opportunity because he knew where he was shooting and he knew where the puck was going to end up on his stick. So now, you know, he's just one of those things where even golden opportunities go by the wayside sometimes.
Lindmark, Tassi, Botterill out for the Wisconsin Badgers. Schleppi, McGrath, and Corbet for Ferris State. Both teams' third lines on their charts. Xavier Jean-Louis with Nico DeVita defensively for Ferris. Puck played into the Wisconsin zone to our left. Pass to the left circle, and Schleppi reading the play. Lindmark, he slid down to steal the puck and then spun back and played it below the goal line. Palatichuk after it for Wisconsin. Rolled it ahead to Tassi. Joining the play, Botterill. He sent it past the defenseman in deep. Ferris gets there first. They rim it around to the far side. Here comes Schleppi now with it. Got stick from behind. We play on. No penalty. Could have been one. Schleppi knocked down, fell down, maybe more so. He lost possession of the puck. Thalen headmans to Tassi. He whacks it deep, and both teams change again. 2:15 into the second period. It's 2-0 Wisconsin. Goals by Quinn Finley and Rylan Mosley. Buck to flex packs Jack Thalen. Scarfoni out of his net. The Badgers netminder rims it around. Nardecchia picks it up there. It's knocked to the near side corner. Bedell put it in front of the net, but no one home for Ferris. Badgers take it away. Thalen slides it up to Scholl. He'll backhand it to the far corner. Pietola gives chase. First to the puck. Adam Pietola, the freshman, looking for his first point. Goal as Wisconsin Badger, and he had the puck poked away from him. Here's a breakaway potentially now for Ferris. State backhand shot stopped by Scarfoni off the stick of Holden Dole.
Yeah, don't hang your head, Adam. You made the right play. You tried to make the right play. It's just that he picked it off out of the air on that backside pass. If you've got one defenseman down and the other defenseman just kind of hanging out in the open, don't try and pass it to the incoming forward. It's just, it's an open ice pass, and it's something you shouldn't do. He'll learn from it. He's a smart man.
Dole, who has 2 goals and 5 points, a right-hander coming down the slot. He could never get his get the puck on his forehand, though, as the Badgers were in pursuit. He got a backhander off, and Scarfoni made the stop.
Yeah, and unfortunately for him, the guy who was back-checking the hardest on him was 6'12" and 9,000 feet of wingspan. That happened to be Daniel Lotch.
Dole was a goal scorer for Battlesford in the
Saskatchewan. He was a big timer.
And 33 goals, 100 points in 49 games a couple of years ago. My goodness.
You know, when we played Augustana, they had 5 guys from Flin Flon. All they talked about was him.
Puck deep in the Ferris zone to our right. Bulldogs, nice breakout, though, as Best found Birch up the near side wall. Birch over skates on the near boards, and the Badgers clanking off the glass and out. Potential 2-on-1, but the bouncing puck Kukkonen couldn't handle. Good hand-eye coordination by Shouty, the captain for Ferris. And then Fitzgerald tried to poke the puck ahead for a breakaway, and he was taken down.
That's a lame penalty.
And a penalty called on Ferris State, the first penalty called in this hockey game, and Wisconsin will get a power play.
Oh, okay. Stand corrected.
That looked Tallien, the defenseman, put his stick right between the legs of Fitzgerald, and when he crossed his skates to move, it just took him right down.
Yep. Well, to be honest with you, we've played 24 minutes, and that's the first penalty.
Yep.
Despite the fact that there's been a lot of great offensive play, there has been no retaliation, no dirty play, and that was as innocent can be. However, it was a penalty.
3:36, the time of the penalty on Tallien for tripping. Badgers on the power play. Daniel Lotch quarterbacking this unit with Ben Dexheimer out with an injury. Lotch straight away, looking left wing to Morrissey. Morrissey back to Lotch, center point. Lotch right wing, Finley. Mosley in the bump position. In front of the net, it's Laskowski. Lotch again with a biscuit outside the right ring. Here's Finley. Back left side to Morrissey along the wall. He changes places with Lotch. Finley now right wing, looking. Tried to hit Mosley and went right between his legs. Back out to Morrissey. Finley again. Pressured a little bit by DeVita. Morrissey, Finley, puck caught up in his skates, but gathers. Here's Mosley now. Rylan Mosley to Lotch. Low right, Finley surveys. Back out to Lotch. No shot. Finley catches backhand, goes forehand, but out on him again is DeVita. Badgers have yet to put the puck towards the net. A lot of patience. Mosley back to Finley. His shot got through, kind of a flutter shot. Not much on it from Finley. Easy glove save for West, and he hangs on. The Badgers move the puck all over the place, but didn't get anything but one weak shot. 58 seconds left on the Kunis power play. 2-0 Wisconsin early second period.
Minute and 2 seconds. Total offensive zone pressure the whole time, but the puck was at the perimeter, just the way Ferris State wants it to be. You shoot from out there, you're not going to score. So getting someone down low, tips, rebounds, whatever, will be the priority of this power play unit.
Ferris State's penalty kill 69%, 63rd out of 64 Division I teams. They've allowed 22 power play goals and 71 chances against. Here's a pass that got through traffic. Fitzgerald couldn't handle it cleanly, and Ferris State able to get it out to center. The Badgers at 23% on the power play, 17th in the United States. 8 for 25 last 8 games on the man advantage for Wisconsin. Another reason the Badgers have played better of late. Down goal line left, it's Kukkonen. Wisconsin on the power play for another 23 seconds, trying to add to its 2-0 lead. Kukkonen, now Dick. Right side, it's Fitzgerald. Fired a pass through the slot, no one home. Lindmark after it now in the right corner. Owen protects the puck. Hands off Fitzgerald. Some time and space. Backside, wide open. Kukkonen, and he scores. 3-0 Wisconsin.
Well, it took a long time to set up. But as soon as the offside defenseman left Kukkonen to go up and try and intercept a cross-ice pass, I'll tell you what, there was an alley that was 15 feet wide. And if Kukkonen would have missed that, I'm pretty sure that Palatichuk would have come down and broke the cement off of his hands. Just to, I mean, that was put the ball out, or put the puck off the end of the pier and try and hit the ocean.
Kyle Kukkonen's 6th goal of the season. All 6 have come in the last 11 games. Fitzgerald and Lindmark with the assists at 5:28. A power play goal has Wisconsin on top 3-0 over Ferris State. Bulldogs get it towards the Wisconsin net. Scarfoni takes care of that, and we'll drop the puck to the left of the Badgers' cage here in a moment. 3-0 Wisconsin with the lead.
Well, we said special teams would play a part, especially against teams that are so defensive-minded like Ferris State. But you get into a situation where one power play, one goal, that's a recipe I can live with.
DeVita, nice play off the wall from the defensive post, but from behind, Botterill lifted his stick. Now the Badgers ahead. Simon Tassi with it. Came across the line, but stumbled down and lost possession. Ferris State tries to counter. Far side, Birch. He's cut off by Wisconsin's defenseman, Scholes. Phelan jousting with Ergang, kept the puck away from him. Now Phelan protecting below the goal line. Scholes there for support.